We had originally planned, I had originally planned for one of the members of the local board of directors here of the NAACP to be with us this morning. Due to weather and a variety of other circumstances, she was not able to do so. I also happen to be on that board, so you've got me instead. Just very briefly to call your attention to this and to expand a little bit upon the flyer that was in your order of service today as well as in the March newsletter. Well, over, I think, about a year and a half ago that there were efforts were first begun to start a local NAACP chapter in Nashua. A number of you were among its initial members. This church, both as individual members of the congregation and as a institution itself, has played a real important role, I believe, in getting that chapter underway. A number of their meetings and events are held here at our facility. I'm very pleased with that role that we have played. So to basically announce their, or to state their established presence now in the community, this coming April the 16th, the first annual Freedom Fund dinner for the NAACP is going to be held at the Sheraton Terra. The information about that is in your order of service on the flyer, so I'm not going to go through all of it, except to say that I think that will be a very wonderful evening. I hope that as many of you as can will come there. I have 5 tickets. You see, they're each $55. That may sound a bit pricey, but on the other hand, that covers the cost of the meal and the use of the Sheraton Terra with enough also hopefully left over to help fund the efforts of the local branch here. So if you'd like to see me during coffee hour, like I say, I have 5 tickets. If you don't have a checkbook or that cash with you, I'm a trustworthy person. You're trustworthy people. If you'd like to attend this, I would be glad to give you a ticket. If you can get the money to me within the next week, that would be fun. Once again, we're very happy to have the Blue Choir joining us. They will offer us another selection, after which Mike Bowes will then share with us our words for reflection.